everyone, and thanks for joining us on OHL News. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. Coming up on this week's show, we'll check in with a new look Mississauga Steelheads. It's a new look, but many players back from recent years and looking to make some noise in the Central Division. Meantime, we'll head east and see what's happening with the Ottawa 67s, a club who's dealing with some renovations at their home arena over the next couple of years. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Mississauga Steelheads forward Dylan Smoskowitz. He had a great week scoring 5 goals and 2 assists for 7 points in 3 games and was a +5. Smoskowitz scored goals in all of his first 5 games as a member of the Steelheads, and now the OHL Player of the Week. Meantime, teammate Riley Brace has seen a lot with the Mississauga franchise over the last few years, a longtime veteran now in his overage season, and I caught up with Brace earlier this week, and I started out asking whether or not he's still getting a little mixed up between the new Steelheads name and, of course, the old Majors franchise handle.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a different thing. You know, sometimes people say Steelheads. The odd time I go on online to see what's going on with our team, and I'll type in Majors here and there, and it's tough. You know, 4 years with one organization, and then the name switch or whatever, my fifth year, it's a little different, but it's pretty cool.
Tell me about how this group has come together this year. You've seen a lot over the years. How's this group right now?
Well, we're good. We got a lot of young guys. You know, a lot of guys grew last year in the playoffs, but we brought in a lot of younger guys as well this year. You know, McIntyre, Bourne, all those guys, and it's up to older guys like myself, Cord, and Percy, DeMello, those guys to really show them the ropes, and you know, especially here on the road, kind of make sure that they're not too loosey-goosey and make sure they're also not too tight.
Obviously, there's the age changeover, but you can look at the roster and say, hey, these guys all came through the system. Has that helped with chemistry a lot?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we got me and Percy. I've been with Stu now for 4 years. Same with DeMello, Cord, all those guys. You know, we've been together for quite some time now. So we got a good core group there. And, you know, we bring in everybody else. We bring other guys into the core. You know, Carrick, again, has come through our system. And, you know, it's great.
First half of last season was maybe a little bit of a rebuild, but it seemed like second half of the year, right into the playoffs, you guys were able to make a little noise. I'm sure trying to build off that this year.
Yeah, we had a rough November last year after our quick start. You know, guys were really, really fired up at the start. And then, you know, again, it's that little slump there that hit with our younger guys, and it was tough to battle through. But again, you know, we got right back at it after Christmas time, and it was playoff mentality, just like the Majors had always been in my previous 3 years there. We went right into playoff mentality after Christmas, and these young guys bought in.
We're talking here in a couple weeks to go till the start of November, which the OHL really jumped into the Movember campaign. You're known as one of the champs of that. Are you all geared up for Movember this year?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, I think it's been almost a full year now, maybe even a little bit more with this this mustache, but yeah, you know what, definitely it's a great cause. I love the fact that the OHL really jumped in on it and has, you know, Movember space for fans and players' families to donate money a little bit easier, and it's definitely a time of the year where I definitely reach into my own pocket and put a little bit underneath my own name.
I'm sure a lot of the guys are able to have a lot of fun with it in the room, little comparisons, and of course some of the guys who just really can't necessarily keep up either.
Oh, it's great. You know, you got guys that like McIntyre and stuff that really can't do it, and you know, the die gets brought out and all that, and you know, it's a fun time. You know, November is a fun time. You know, a lot of people coming in and talking to the guys about mustaches instead of, you know, their actual play on the ice, which keeps it loosey-goosey, and it's always a good thing.
That was Riley Brace of the Mississauga Steelheads. The Subway Super Series is coming up very shortly, November 8th in Guelph and November 12th in Sarnia. Be sure to stay tuned to OntarioHockeyLeague.com next week for updates on roster information for the upcoming Subway Super Series. We head to the nation's capital now, where the Ottawa 67s in a battle in the OHL's East Division, and the 67s dealing with their home arena, the Ottawa Civic Center, under renovations for the next 2 years. Lee Versage of the Team 1200 and Rogers TV in Ottawa joins us now to give us an update on what is happening with the 67s.
Here's the good news. I moved out to a small community named Stittsville in the summer, which is about 4 minutes from Scotiabank Place, the home of the Ottawa Senators, and the home of the Ottawa 67s for the next 2 years. And so because of the construction down at Lansdowne Park, it was just the last week that the City Council, after 5.5 years, finally voted that it is full steam ahead for the reconstruction of Frank Clair Stadium and the Ottawa Civic Center and the whole area around Lansdowne Park. So construction in the arena for 2 years, and it has the 67s out there, Terry, and it's quite interesting because there's a lot that's changed. First of all, they have their own practice facility that is 30, 40 minutes away on the other side of town from Scotiabank Place. And as much as it's a kind of a neat phenomenon for some of the players, oh, it's an NHL rink, it's our home, well, it's also quite the thrill for visiting teams. that come in, they're excited about it as well. So far this year, it hasn't been much of a home ice advantage.
Tell me about a guy who's thrived early on in the season, a bit of a breakout performer in Tyler Grabak.
Well, he has been just ravaged with injuries over the last few years, from, you know, blocking a shot with his face and breaking his jaw to concussions to hip injuries. It has been one struggle after another for Tyler Grabak. And, you know, you see so much junior hockey, Terry, that, you know, when you have a guy that you see so much potential in, that, you know, he can skate well, he thinks the game well, he can shoot, you know, you're waiting for that entire package to come together. And sometimes it just takes a little bit longer with different players, especially if they've been out with injury. And that's exactly what's happened to Tyler Grabak. The seventh round pick of the Minnesota Wild had 8 goals all of last year and played behind. I mean, you have to remember, Tyler Toffoli was on this team, and Shane Prince and Sean Monahan, and there's been a lot of firepower up front, and he's always been in that secondary role, killing penalties, third-line center, take care of the other team's best line. Well, he's no longer there. Sean Monahan is their number one guy up front, but Tyler Grabak is number two, and now he's expected to be a leader. He's expected to carry the load offensively, and there's nobody that cares more about the game than Tyler Grabak. He is now being put in a position to succeed offensively, and all the other aspects that he's already grown are kind of benefiting and cultivating his offensive game, and that's why he has got off to such a great start.
Before we let you go, a guy who we talked about the home ice venue for the 67s, a guy who might be his home ice for a while down the road, and I would think a lot of expectations on him this year, and that's on the blue line with Cody Ceci.
Well, no question about it, because every game he comes to play, a lot of people go to the rink thinking, you know what, I'm going to see Cody Ceci play. Brian Murray, Tim Murray, Pierre Dorion, Randy Lee, some of the people that don't have a lot to do right now are at home watching Cody Ceci play. So there's a lot of pressure on him, but he is a very even keel kid and, you know, learning some other aspects of the game. He's shown flashes so far of brilliance, and the moving the puck and the skating is not a problem for Cody Ceci. He's going to have to learn a little bit more how to defend in his own end and become a little bit tougher. If he can do that, he's a big body, but he just doesn't have that aggressive mentality. If he can do that, he's going to add another aspect to his game, and you're going to see a very, very good NHL player for a long time.
That's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.